And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 17th of January, 2016. It's the birthday of the poet William Stafford, Hutchinson, Kansas, 1914. His family was poor. They moved often during the Great Depression, but they were avid readers. Stafford said, "In every town we lived in, there was one great big door ready to open for anyone, the library, and I never met a library I didn't like." Stafford said, "A writer is not so much someone who has something to say as he is someone who has found a process that will bring about new things he would not have thought of if he had not started to say them." It's the birthday of Benjamin Franklin, born Boston, 1706, printer, scientist, inventor, writer, founder of America's first lending library, one of the founding fathers of America, who recalled in his autobiography that writing well became of great use to me in the course of my life and was a principal means of my advancement. And it's the birthday of Anne Bronte, the youngest of the Bronte sisters, born in Yorkshire, 1820. She wrote two novels, Agnes Grey in 1847 and The Tenant of Wildfell Hall, 1848, which was a huge success. And it was that year that she and her sister Charlotte went to London to reveal the fact that the books had been written by a woman and not a man. And then the next year, three of the four Bronte siblings, Emily, Anne, and their brother Branwell, all died of tuberculosis. Here's a poem for today by Thomas Lynch entitled West Highland. Whenever I hear their aged names, Lena, Cora May, Lydia, B, I think of prim, widowed ladies from the Baptist Church in West Highland Township and imagine their ordered, born-again lives beyond the latter-day suburban sprawl of disenchantment and convenience stores, lives lived out at the same pace as their mothers and their mothers' people years before them, between potlucks and bake sales and bazaars, missions and revivals, Sunday to Sunday, and for romance they had nights to remember. In summer, the Bible school picnics, October, the Farm Bureau harvest ball. All winter long, they courted in parlors with men named Thurmond or Wilbur or Russell Lloyd. They married at Easter and bore children and outlived their husbands and tend the graves now after Sunday services, weather permitting. Whenever I see them, arm in arm at funerals where they sing or bring baked hams in memory of one of their sisters dead of the long years or the nursing home, I think of how the century for them was neither wars nor science nor the evening news, but a blur of careful rites of passage, baptisms and marriages and burials, and I envy their heavens furnished like parlors with crocheted doilies on the Davenport and Aunt Cecilia, who never got married, singing in the garden or abide with me, and God the Father nodding in his armchair at saints and angels who come and go with faces like neighbors and with names they know." West Highland, poem by Thomas Lynch, from Still Life in Milford, published by Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Staples, offering printer ink and toner cartridges for home and business, with in-store print shops offering customized presentations, booklets, and manuals. In-store and online, Staples make more happen. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.